broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for April the 27th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. The blueprint for liberty, the Constitution, one of the great solutions we have. The checks and balances, brilliantly articulated, and one of the great solutions we have. We have a lot of ways to restore the republic, a lot of ways to preserve the nation, a lot of ways to return to the moral high ground that our founding fathers so eloquently articulated and so brilliantly fought for, died for, bled for, gave their honors and their sacred honors and their fortunes for, right? All right. Anyway, I digress. There's a lot going on in the news. As you know, we've been on the road for like 10 days. And we'll be on the road again next week, too. We're going to be on the road a lot this year. But hopefully some great broadcasts on the road will be the result, right? Anyway, we covered how long ago was it now? A week ago, Tuesday. We covered this run, the V2V run is what it's called, village to village run, by Tom Jones. And in the V2V run, he's running all the way from Montevallo, Alabama, the American village there, to the new American village happening in Hurricane, Utah. Well, it's a big, ripping, long run, to say the least. He's going to run 76 marathons in 76 days. And we just checked last night, he's somewhere in Mississippi right now. He started in Alabama. He's going all the way to the great state of Utah. Anyway, here's an audio clip from a video of exactly who he is, why he's running. This is really riveting. Here it is, Tom.
As a professional ultra-endurance athlete, I've never had a stronger why for what I'm about to accomplish.
So I used to be a professional fighter. I fought for 20 years. I have 7 major titles.
The winner by unanimous decision, Tom Jones!
But I never really felt great. I only felt great for a minute when they declared me the winner of the fight, and then I went back into sort of a dark place inside. There was a foster care facility in my area that wanted a playground, and they didn't have enough money for it. So I came up with the idea of running from Oregon to Mexico on foot and raising money to buy this playground. And when we dedicated that playground, it was really the first time in my entire life that I felt like my life was worthwhile, that I had a purpose to be here. And it felt so good, I wanted to do it again. So in 1999, I did it again. And in 2000, I ran 121 consecutive marathons from Huntington Beach, California to New York City, stopping at foster care facilities to share my story along the route. It became a feel-good addiction for me. And 25 years later, I find myself running from Alabama to Utah again for kids. For this American village idea where they bring kids in and they educate them on freedom, family, faith, and being good constitutional law-abiding citizens. And I can't think of a better way to use my athletic ability than to bring awareness and raise money for this incredible American village that they're building in the West.
My name's Lex Howard. I'm the CEO of Balance of Nature and founder of United We Pledge. What the American Village has done in the East is phenomenal for children. They have made it so that kids can come to one location and have the experience that so many of us have had to go on weekend trips over and over again, all the way across the United States, just to go and visit these historical places. We're doing it in one location, and we're now doing it on the West Coast.
The American Village concept is so strong because it helps kids step onto the stage of American history and live the journey in real life rather than in the classroom. The V to V run stands for village to village, and I'm going to take a sapling from the American Village in the East and I'm going to run it on foot to break ground for a village in the West, an American village in the West.
It is so important to me when my little boy came to me after taking him to the American Village on the East Coast and was excited about what he had learned. It was like something had clicked for him. I remember when that click was made for me, and it was much later in life. We're going to give people that in a much faster form. So I want to invite you. I want to invite you to join in on what Balance of Nature has decided to do in donating money and time and everything you can to be able to make this happen, because I know that this is going to change the United States of America. I am extremely excited about it. And let me also invite you to be a part of this village-to-village run. Tom Jones is such a phenomenally amazing guy. You should just get involved just to meet him alone. But this is going to help us push this forward, to push this village being built by 2026.
I'm getting ready to run 76 consecutive marathons from Alabama to Utah. That's what I'm going to do. So the question becomes, what are you going to do? Whether you're coming out to cheer me on and wave a flag, whether you're coming to meet me and run with me, whether you're coming to one of the Freedom Summits along the route, or going online and making a donation, just come out and get involved.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Tom Jones. Why the heck is he running 76 marathons in 76 days? Because he believes the American Village message, the American Village education, the American Village experience is worth that kind of sacrifice. He says, I'm going to take a sapling from the American Village of the East, and I'm going to run it by foot, if you will, to the American Village of the West, groundbreaking, happening on the 4th of July weekend, or week, if you will. And it's really a tremendous story of sacrifice and suffering. A man who grew up in foster homes and struggled his whole life, but a man who really is an extreme athlete, but a man who also then understands and has discovered the sacred cause of liberty and realizes how important it is, and then decides to go ahead and lead by example. And he's going to make this run, a run of sacrifice, a run to raise money, a run to focus on education, true, real education. And then Amanda says, hey, this is what I'm going to do. What are you going to do for the sacred cause of liberty? And I played that because I want to really keep this in mind of what's happening. Lex Howard and the Balance of Nature. Lex Howard is the CEO of the Balance of Nature company, but he's also donated a lot of money and a lot of time to put together this nonprofit organization, United We Pledge, to really make a difference here. And I think it's tremendous work by these people, and I'm going to keep highlighting this. We're going to highlight his run. We're going to check in from time to time with Tom, where he's at, what he's doing, have him on the radio, promote it. We were there at his kickoff, and we're going to be there when he literally comes in or lands, if you will, in Utah. We're going to be there for all of it, and it's tremendous. But I really want to take Tom's phrase and ask you, what are you going to do for the sacred cause of liberty? You know, I mentioned last hour about how, you know, Elon Musk's buying Twitter. Everybody thinks that's going to be the savior of the media. No, it's not. Everybody wants to, you know, hey, Jeff Bezos bought this and that, and, you know, Bill Gates and this, and, hey, Mike Lindell and that, and all the Donald Trump is going to build his own media thing. And, you know, we hear over and over and over about what these individuals are going to do, and that's great, and I appreciate that. But I believe it's kind of like the left, right wing, same bird of prey, Republican and Democratic Party scenario. It sounds good. It sounds like there's opposition. It sounds like there's truth. But none of them really give you a glass of water to drink to quench your thirst. All they do is talk about how great tasting the water is, how clean and pure and wow, you can see all the way to the bottom of the lake kind of an idea. It's incredible. And they give you this wonderful mirage. In other words, it's kind of like how in the scriptures, how God says, you know, they draw near to me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. It reminds me of that. They draw to the solutions with their lips, but the action is, the reality is so far from the solutions, it's not even funny. And that's kind of why I bring this thing up, is to say, look, how do you know when people are for real? How do you know when people are just goading you, mocking you? They don't really have any intent to deliver on what they're talking about, really. What do you think? Because I really believe that's the case in most scenarios, that a lot of people talk about these things, but you never ending up getting a drink of water. You never end up really changing the game. How do we march towards socialism? How do we march towards communism so quickly, so holistically, with, you know, all these conservative people in the media that are supposedly going to stop big tech and stop big government and stop big media? And how come we're so disjointed and scattered and not even on the same page? And how do we take America back? I believe the sacrifice of people like Tom Jones are one of the keys. We'll talk about it more in seconds. I am Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
I really don't want to talk about this, but I will. I'm just so mad. I didn't get asked to the junior prom and it's raining, which means by the time I get to school, I'm soaking wet. Dad picked me up just after I left and I was so mad I got out and he said, wait, your mom said to give you this. I forgot my lunch money and then I dropped it in the water and I was late for history. And so at lunchtime, I had to find something on John Stuart Mill, which of course our library didn't have. So I had to walk all the way down to the office to call my mom and she found something on the internet and called me back. And Karen, she wouldn't even help me and that's a whole nother story. But Dad helped me conjugate nouns or whatever on the way to the swim team workout. And then he read my history paper while I was in the pool. And of course, I forgot the bibliography. So I had to do that with my mother when I got home. And it made me totally forget that I put my jeans in the washer that morning. And I hate it when they sit wet like that all day and smell like mildew. But my mom said she put them in the dryer while I was at the swim team. And, you know, I'm just not going to go to the prom, no matter who asks me. I just want to stay home with my mom and dad.
Family.
And just hang out.
Isn't it about time?
Unless Dustin asks me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So we're talking about Tom Jones and his incredible V2V run, village to village run. I know in the video they talked about the on the West Coast and on the East Coast, but it's not exactly true. It's Alabama to Utah. So it's not really on the coast. Alabama's not near any coast that I know of, unless you go to the Gulf Coast. but Utah's not on any coast. So it's not coast to coast. But it is, no doubt, on the east and the west of the Mississippi. So the Montevallo original American village east of the Mississippi, and the new one in Hurricane Utah coming up, they're working on, is going to be west of the Mississippi. So it's tremendous indeed. It's a lot of serious, in my opinion, personal sacrifice, which is really important, right? So I commend them. I commend Tom. I commend Balance of Nature, the company putting their money where their mouth is. I commend CEO Lex Howard for his stance. And I really want to know, what are you going to do for the sacred cause of liberty? And a lot of these media moguls are getting into the media, and I appreciate that, and I hope they really have a true narrative. But my experience is that we talk big about some landmark change. If only we had control of Twitter. If only we this. If only we that. You're not, ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to save America by one event. Okay? So Tom Jones's run, singularly, may not do a whole lot. It's a lot of sacrifice by one guy. It's certainly a riveting story. It's certainly commendable. And it will move the needle towards liberty. Every act of good promotes good. Every act of evil promotes evil. So I'm not saying that it's not important, but what I'm saying is what we need to do, ladies and gentlemen, is really embark on an educational campaign like no other to teach people it's not only about learning. Look, even Satan knows that Jesus is the Christ. It doesn't save by that knowledge. You've got to act, right? You can't just talk. You've got to act. You can't just learn and know. You've got to do something. And that's really where kind of the rubber meets the road. And folks, so you know what? Don't depend upon Elon Musk to bring back Twitter and save free speech in America. Don't depend on Donald Trump to win in 2024, and that's going to solve the problems we face in America. Don't count on those singular acts. Why don't we focus on what we individually can do? What am I doing? Well, I've been on the radio for 25 plus years telling the tale of liberty. Literally for a long time, it was 2 hours a day. Then it was 3 hours a day for a long time. And now we're back to 2 hours a day, but we added from 5 days to 6 days a week, right? Thousands and thousands and thousands of hours have been cataloged, if you will, on the radio. I'm doing my best to use my talents to tell the tale of liberty and educate and to encourage, to provide a real focus on what matters. That is God, family, and country. Okay, that's what I'm doing. Tom Jones is running. Lex Howard of Balance of Nature, putting a bunch of money, dedicating land, providing incredible leadership, right? That's what he's doing. All kinds of people are involved in the sacred cause of liberty. We've got to do two things. We have got to invite and encourage more to get involved. Then we've got to educate them so that when they get involved, they actually make a difference. So let me give you an example. What are you going to do on the 4th of July? Are you just going to light off fireworks, drink beer, get too full of food, and, hey, it was a great day? Or are you going to do something patriotic? Are you going to do something to bring alive in the hearts and souls of men and women, boys and girls everywhere, that America matters? What matters? Not just borders, although they matter. But what really matters is understanding of principles and the proper application of those principles. That's what really matters. Okay, it's great that Elon Musk will let you say whatever you want to on Twitter. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, that is only a first step. Even if he gets that done. If he doesn't get it done, it doesn't matter at all, right? But even if he gets it done, then what are you going to tweet on Twitter? Right? Are you going to double down and tell the truth on vote fraud? Are you going to double down in defense of jettisoning the Education Department entirely? Because the FBI and the Justice Department and the CIA is all in bed with your local school boards to call you a terrorist? All right, what are we going to do with the knowledge that we have? So I'll give you an example. I appreciate everybody complaining at their government schools. I appreciate everybody trying to call a halt to the con game on critical race theory and perverted sexual gender euphoria and all this stuff. I appreciate truth tellers everywhere. But are you really going to do something about it? We don't want to just reform your school. We need to abolish the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto. right? Take money. Are they going to move us into a digital money scenario? There's so many different money systems around the world that have all moved to digital, leaving the Americans, quote, way behind. But do you want to be left behind? Do you want to be left behind or not? See, I want to be left behind in the digital money revolution. Why? Because I don't believe digital money is the answer. But see, they're like, we got to hurry up and catch up, right? Well, is that going to do you any good? I don't think so. You're just going to move from a paper fiat currency to a digital fiat currency. Does that really help your cause? I don't think so. It just makes it easier for fraud to be committed. It makes it easier for them to literally control whether you can buy or sell. It literally puts us in a worse position, in my opinion. The only real answer is honest money. The only real people working on this in a meaningful way that I know of is Larry Hilton, well-known attorney from Utah, that has pushed so hard he's made legal tender gold and silver in the great state of Utah. Other states are starting to follow that pattern and that proper leadership. Opening up money to honest competition, letting the good money drive out the bad is the answer. Larry Hilton onto something. And you say, well, Sam, that's great, but in the new world we live in, everything's digital. You can't get away from that. We can't just go back to gold and silver, Sam. You could go back to the liquid gold concept that Larry Hilton has put in place. Larry Hilton, the dear friend, Precious Metals Association, UPMA, United Precious Metals Association, they're doing a tremendous job. But how do we tell more about it? How do we help people understand it, right? How do we get people involved in it? So I'm saying the real issue here is we need more Americans to sacrifice money, time, talents, prayers, everything on this sacred cause of liberty. We need people to move to places of freedom. We need to elect good, honest, wise servants of the republic, not just a conservative that sounds great in sound bites, somebody who's real, somebody who understands what they mean, somebody who will back what they say, not just talk about it. Somebody who will actually take you to the river so you know where the water is, but then importantly to help you get a drink of that crystal clear, clean, refreshing water. See, real, honest, open education is about that. It's not just talk about how beautiful the lake is, and man, it's a crystal clear lake, and you can see all the way to the bottom, and wow, wouldn't a cold drink of that Rocky Mountain water be good? You got to actually drink from the well, right? You've actually got to participate, take action, do something. And so Tom Jones saying, I'm running village to village for sacrifice to try to bring back the idea that the founders sacrificed so much. And it's going to require sacrifice in our day as well. An interesting parallel, an interesting run. But what are you going to sacrifice? Will it be money, time, talents? What efforts can you make? What are you going to do for liberty? Well, I'm going to do this, Tom. I'm going to continue my 25-plus-year legacy on the radio, and I'm going to do my best to appear at all these different events, to highlight them, to promote them, to advance their cause. That's why we were live in Alabama last week. That's why we'll be live in Utah when he finishes his run. I don't know how to describe it. When he lands in Utah, if you will. I'm going to do my best to try to go out sometime in the middle of his race and meet him somewhere and see if I can't highlight and promote that. I'm going to do my best to sit on committees and boards to bring forward these efforts by genuine patriots that are trying to do the very best they can. I'm going to do my best in the roundtable to tell you the tale, to bring these things to your attention, to encourage you to get involved. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to use my gift of gab, given to me by God Almighty, to express in awe that I feel of our founding fathers and their hard work. We don't worship them. We worship God Almighty, but we're sure grateful for their sacrifice. Will you help us carry on the legacy?
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
People who haven't had coronavirus are now considered the minority in America. The CDC says about 60% of people tested between December and February had antibodies, meaning they were infected at some point. That's double the amount from before the Omicron variant. For children, the number soared to 75%. A boy has been arrested for the murder of a 10-year-old Wisconsin girl in a wooded area near her aunt's house, with cops saying the suspect knew the victim. Chippewa Falls Police Chief Matt Kelm.
Investigators executed a search warrant at 422 North Grove Street. Evidence was collected and additional interviews were conducted.
The fourth grader had gone missing on Sunday night after being in her aunt's house four blocks from her own home. A Mercy Medical helicopter pilot and flight instructor were killed in a crash Tuesday during a training flight in western New York. It took place between Buffalo and Rochester. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I have religiously taken the Balance of Nature. I haven't missed one day, and I'm loving the product. I feel better. My wife has noticed that I've felt better, and I've noticed that I want to get up and go piddle in the garage and, you know, do something that doesn't matter to anybody on earth but me, but I have the energy to where I want to do that. So I really think Balance of Nature is helping me.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Southern California officials on Tuesday declared a water shortage emergency for the first time ever and imposed unprecedented outdoor water usage restrictions on the region's roughly 6 million residents. Residents in parts of Los Angeles, Ventura, and San Bernardino counties will be required to restrict outdoor watering to one day a week. That is the demand from the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. There's a messy primary taking place up in Michigan.
A group tied to Republican gubernatorial candidate Tudor Dixon challenged nominating petitions submitted by rival candidate James Craig. They said Craig likely did not turn in enough valid signatures to qualify for the GOP primary. Dixon, the former host of a conservative news show, and Craig, the ex-Detroit police chief, are among 10 Republicans who filed petitions by April 19th. The deadline to contest those signatures is Tuesday.
Katie Lewis is reporting. And this is USA Radio News.
Yeah, buddy, our friend Tom Jones is running, man. He's in a place called Starkville. Or if you're from the South, Starkville. Yeah. Mississippi, which is 140-plus miles from Montevallo. And it's hard to say how many miles because when you run, it's not the same as a car and et cetera. But all I'm telling you is, wow, the guy's running every day, getting it done. Tremendous personal sacrifice for the sacred cause of liberty. We commend him for his run. But the real question is, what are you going to do for the sacred cause of liberty? And I'm telling you what I'm doing. I'm doing the very best I can with the very limited amount of talents I really have, right? And I want you to do the same. Get on your knees and find out what you ought to be doing. Should you be funding Liberty Roundtable Live? Should you be funding LovingLiberty.net? Well, Balance of Nature CEO Lex Howard doing what he can. Now, Hillary Clinton, literally, I don't know what to say about this, but literally is absolutely caught in lies. Headline says, quote, John Durham issues trial subpoenas to members of the Clinton campaign and the DNC. So let me get this straight. John Durham issues trial subpoenas to the members of the Clinton campaign. Basically, the idea is, hey, there's problems here, right? Now, the Epic Times reported this. The battle is on. John Durham issuing subpoenas to members of Clinton campaign. But see, that doesn't mean they're even touching Hillary yet, right? Well, then the lawyers for Clinton, the lawyers for the Democratic National Committee are saying that, hey, attorney-client privilege should allow them to keep the records concealed. What do you think of that? Now, the next headline in WorldNet Daily, Art Moore with the piece, says this, Beyond Dirty Tricks. Look what Hillary firm hired, shoveled to the media. They say it's a lawyer's last defense, if you will. What does that even mean? Does it mean we're going to have accountability? As far as I can tell, no. All right. Art Moore is doing a great job in WorldNet Daily about this, or WND.com. But Hillary Clinton isn't really going anywhere. Headline says, Special Counsel John Durham has found explosive new evidence to support his working theory that Hillary Clinton, in an effort to deflect attention from the probe of her abusive classified information in defeat of Donald Trump, colluded with the Russians and established media to smear the Republican candidate. We're called the Russia collusion hoax, if you will, right? But in a court filing earlier this month, Durham now says the evidence in his probe of the Obama administration's investigation into the now debunked charge of Russia collusion with Trump, it's leading him to conclude that Hillary Clinton, her operatives, and her campaign staff joined a conspiracy to undermine Trump during the 2016 campaign. Now, is that true? Listen to me. In a court filing, John Durham is saying, hey, Hillary Clinton, her operatives, and her campaign joined a joint venture for conspiracy to undermine Trump during the 2016 campaign. Now, here's the problem. You ready for the problem? We're getting, well, there was vote fraud in the 2016 campaign now by Hillary. But don't worry, the 2020 campaign was above reproach. Do you see the lie? Durham has already produced evidence that indicted Clinton lawyer Michael Sessman. He falsely told the FBI that he was not working on any behalf of any client when he delivered to the Bureau of Investigations the bogus claim that Trump had a secret communication channel with the Kremlin in Moscow. The false allegations against Trump ended up on the main page of major newspapers, citing anonymous sources supposedly familiar with the FBI probe. Now, the Washington Times reported on Tuesday, quote, Durham has attained evidence that undermined the last line of defense for Sessman and the Clinton campaign, that the campaign hired research firm Fusion GPS to do illegal work. Yeah, they say, well, it's legal work and it's supposed to be protected client privilege. But now they're saying, no, it wasn't legal work at all. That's the problem. It doesn't deserve attorney-client privilege. See, when does it cross the line? Right? That's really the question. If it's legal, then maybe she should be afforded attorney-client privilege. But the problem is it's not true. It's illegal. And that's what John Durham is proving. Ahead of the upcoming trial of Sessman, a former partner of the Clinton law firm, Perkins Coie, so Clinton and I guess this guy worked there, Durham obtained hundreds of emails showing employees of Fusion GPS peddled to journalists under unverified allegations against Trump. Individuals from Clinton's campaign then tried to keep the damning of evidence from the trial by asserting that Fusion GPS research for the campaign should be protected under client-attorney privilege. What do you think of that? I think it's bogus. Now, the Epoch Times, or no, not the Epoch Times, I guess the Times, reported that GPS, Fusion GPS emails that were fed erroneously to these newspapers is what led to the New York Times, Reuters, articles about the FBI investigation of the now debunked story. The Fusion, quote, hired hands also peddled a false report published by the Wall Street Journal about the Trump advisor meeting with a former KGB official close to Russian President Vladimir Putin. What do you think of that? There's also a Washington Post article about the false claim that Trump campaign advisor was investing in Russia. Fusion GPS is the firm that commissioned the infamous dossier of bogus, salacious claims about Trump, later shown to be sourced by anonymous Russian operatives. That was the catalyst for the Obama Justice Department of the investigation of alleged Trump-Russia collusion. Earlier this month, the Federal Election Commission gave fines to Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign and the Democratic National Committee for hiding its funding of and connection to the now-debunked dossier. It was Sessman's partner at Perkins Coie, senior campaign official Mark Elias, who pushed the dossier to the FBI. The document was the evidence promoted to a secret FBI court to obtain warrants to then spy on the Trump campaign. Elias, along with Clinton campaign officials John Podesta and Robbie Hook, have put together these affidavits in the Sessman case that said, hey, Fusion GPS was hired to avoid liability for defamation or libel. But if the derogatory information is privileged, then GPS Fusion would have exercised caution, seeking permission or guidance from the campaign before embarking on this and releasing information to reporters and to the public at large. The special counsel reasoned that if the purpose of Fusion GPS's retention was, as Mr. Elias implies, to determine the balance of what could and could not be done, then the record would have reflected genuine efforts to remain within bounds. And it would do so confidentially, but that wasn't the reality check. Hang tight. We'll talk more in seconds. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only seven countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the ninth month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
Live and on your radio, talking about hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use that very few talk about. The New York Times, the mainstream press, not willing to discuss. They got caught in their lies, though, and now they're pretty silent on the topic. But they were doubling down in the 2016 and 2020 elections. All kinds of falsehoods, all kinds of bogus narratives regarding Donald Trump. Literally, though, now we've caught Hillary in vote fraud for 2016. She's even been fined over it. But no accountability, no jail time, none of that kind of stuff. And now 2020, they want you to believe that it's the squeakiest clean election ever, that it's all good, that it's all fine. They lie, ladies and gentlemen. Well, John Durham now issues trial subpoenas to members of the Clinton campaign. So not only did they get fined for 2016, but now we've got trial subpoenas to members of the Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee. The Epic Times with the details. Where's the mainstream press? The campaign and the attorney's lawyers argue that attorney-client privilege should keep the record sealed. No way. This is where we, the people, need to get involved yesterday. You need to push everyone, congressmen, senators, everyone, to get to the bottom of this and create accountability. You know what? A subpoena is not enough. A fine for campaign, whatever, not enough. Now we're talking about beyond dirty tricks. Yep, Hillary and crew hired to create bogus reports on Donald Trump. Emails now demolish attorney's last defense. WorldNet Daily or WND.com with this piece. Now, I find this riveting. And I'll tell you why. Again, are they just going to bring us to the brink? Are they just going to tell us we're getting to the bottom of it? We're having accountability. Boy, howdy, isn't that lake deep? Just pure, fresh, clear water. You can see all the way to the bottom. Are they just going to tease us and titillate us and tempt us with truth? Or are they really going to double down and create accountability and transparency and prosecute to the fullest extent of the law and literally find out those who have committed treason and then take according appropriate action? I wish they would do the latter, but I predict the former is going to be the case. John Durham exposing this. But it's beyond dirty tricks now, ladies and gentlemen. It's not just like, got them. We took the W's off of all the keyboards in the White House when George W. Bush left and Barack Obama replaced him. We got rid of all the W's on the keyboard there to kind of mock. That's dirty trick stuff. Stupid, vandalism, criminal activity, but dirty tricks, right? This is beyond that. This goes to vote fraud and vote goes to treason, ladies and gentlemen. Look, you cannot literally create opposition research on your opponent in the election. You say, don't worry, it's okay, Hillary lost, Sam. It's okay, Barack Obama's not in office, Sam. Yeah, Barack Obama launched the investigation on false information that Hillary provided and team provided and funded. But don't worry, that was the 2016 election where, see, Donald won and Hillary lost anyway. Her dirty tricks didn't help her there. Don't fool yourself, ladies and gentlemen, because the question becomes, when will we find out the rest of the story? We're finding out in 2020 all about the stuff that happened in 16 or 15 as they were running for the election, right? Will it be in 2024 that they finally go, okay, we lied. We said there was no vote fraud, but there really was. We peddled the wrong stories and we attacked Donald. How much does it affect the current election cycle that just took place? In other words, the 2020 election. When you've got vote fraud in 2016, when you've got those false narratives being promoted way beyond 2016, when you literally have opposition research done from one candidate to another, and then that opposition research is used to impeach someone, and it turns out to be bogus information, how will that affect their ability to get reelected? You can't pretend that there was fraud in 2016, but oh no, it was a squeaky clean election in 2020. That's a lie. It's an absolute lie. So we've got the smoking gun now on election fraud for 2020. Hillary Clinton and her team committed vote fraud in 2016, and that narrative continued into 2020. Oh, Donald Trump is involved with Russia. Oh, Donald Trump is this. Donald Trump is that. To the point where, hey, it affected the 2020 election. How do I know? Well, what accountability happened? None. Right? Where do we go from there? So the problem is, ladies and gentlemen, I'm convinced that we have the evidence of vote fraud. They claim we don't. They claim anytime we discuss vote fraud, it's like, oh, you know, they didn't stuff the ballot boxes. They didn't have voting machines do this, do that, whatever the case may be. It may be more simple. It may be just dirty tricks have gone way over the line, and Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, whoever, all in bed to work together to take down and to, well, the biggest reason I know there's vote fraud is because, hey, in addition to all the vote fraud we just highlighted due to John Durham's research and investigations, subpoenas, fines, etc., I reported the 2020 election. We were live on the radio that night, covering wall to wall. And about 10:30 or that range PM, Donald Trump was in a commanding lead. Then all the networks just stopped the vote counts. We're not going to report on it till Monday, they said. And supposedly everybody went to bed, right? You and I might have, but they certainly did not, right? They didn't go to bed. They committed vote fraud. And then we woke up and, wow, a completely different narrative. By golly, a surge by Joe. Poor Don. Poor Donald, a surge by Joe. Then they took that all the way now to the January 6th discussion. And anybody who tried to get to the truth on the election was shut down, called domestic terrorists, called insurrectionists, all led by Donald Trump. And the truth is, folks, they lied and got caught with vote fraud. And the only way they can cover it up is to call us a terrorist. Now you say, Sam, you don't have proof of what you talk about. Well, you know that Congress was supposed to dig in to get that proof. They were supposed to really investigate this thing. But somehow it ran off the rails. Somehow Congress did not investigate. In fact, after the, quote, insurrectionist behavior, Congress just doubled down, confirmed all their delegates, if you will, and no harm, no foul, they moved along, supposedly, right? Well, the problem that I'm having with that is, where was the investigation that Congress was supposed to do? It never happened. Well, Sam, it didn't happen because there were insurrectionists, by golly, that almost killed us all. We were fearing for our lives, they lie. They weren't fearing for their lives. 99% of the people there didn't even go into the Capitol. There was a few whacked out people that took advantage of the situation that went there. There might have even been a few violent people that clashed with the police, etc., etc. I'm not denying that there's bad apples in the barrel. I'm just telling you that the general push by the mainstream, oh, is that the mainstream press that pushed that Donald Trump had ties to Russia when it turns out that he didn't? Is that the same media that told you Joe Biden's squeaky clean and there's nothing behind the Hunter scandals? In fact, that wasn't even Hunter's laptop. It was no big deal. It's all a lie by the conservative right-wing extremists. And now John Durham literally reporting that Hillary Clinton was involved in a conspiracy to overturn the election. What are we going to find out in another 2 to 4 years? Oh, Joe Biden should not have been president. He wasn't really the president. He was just the resident. Yeah, the schizophrenic resident of the White House there. Sorry. Well, it'd be too late and a dollar short to do anything about it then, right? Is that what we're going to find out? Is that what's going to happen? Or are we the people going to double down? Tom Jones said it best. I'm running 26 miles, 26.2 miles a day for 76 days. I'm putting together my talents to highlight and raise money for, I'm sacrificing for this Montevallo Village or Montevallo American Village. And I want one built in the West, and so I'm going to help raise money. What are you going to do then, Tom says. And I think that's the question. Are we going to demand accountability here? Or is Hillary just going to get a couple of slap-on-the-wrist fines? Is Joe Biden going to get away with working with Hunter Biden's business partners and business dealings and collusion and corruption and business ties internationally? And is Joe going to get away with that? How about Hunter? Are we going to have accountability for Hunter? Right now, as far as I understand, your government at our taxpayers' expenses is protecting Hunter Biden. But are we going to prosecute to the fullest extent of the law? Are we going to find out who's guilty of treason? Is Elon Musk really going to get to the bottom of the Twitter black box reality, to the black box algorithms, and really find out what's going on? Are we going to have transparency with John Durham, or are we just going to get a couple of nuggets that incense us, but don't do anything real? Right? When somebody says, yeah, Hillary committed campaign fraud against Donald, do I just go, oh, that's horrible, Donald. I'm so sorry, buddy. Or do we create accountability and say, look, somebody's got to go to prison over this insurrection? They're literally tampering with the system that is one of our, in my opinion, most sacred responsibilities. That is the need to vote. Now, some would say, well, if I don't vote, say, am I the bad guy? Am I throwing away my vote? Shouldn't I vote for the lesser of two evils? No, I don't think you should. I don't. But I will say this. No matter what you do, you have every right to do it. If you choose not to vote, you're really voting for none of the above, are you not? How big is the none of the above choice when it comes to non-voters? Even if they say, well, I wasn't intending to choose none of the above, that's what you choose by your lack of voting, right? None of the above is the choice. So, ladies and gentlemen, I pray that we, the people, figure out what are we going to do? What can we do? What ought we be doing to preserve this country? Remember, it's a culture war out there, folks, and we're losing it right now, big time. What's it going to take for us to obtain the upper hand? Well, it's going to take talk show hosts that bring you all the way to the water to drink, not just talk about how beautiful and how deep and clear the lake is. Man, that water looks ice cold. No, we've got to take action, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to double down and deliver. We've got to work together. We've got to set aside differences. We've got to say it's about America, the greatest country on the face of the earth. It's about keeping her great going forward, not because we're better than anybody else, but because then we can share the light on the hill. That's what we want to do. LovingLiberty.net, donate today. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Both hours in the can. Hard-hitting talk always at your fingertips. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.